We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alan A. Craig speaking. We're thankful that you're tuned our way, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord, and use our broadcast to be a blessing to you.
Salvation, my boy, that you've learned from your mother at home. I gave you to God in your cradle, my boy, and I taught you the best that I knew. And as long as His mercies permit me to live, I shall never cease praying for you. Hold fast to the right, hold fast to the right, wherever your footsteps may roam. Forsake not the way of salvation, my boy, that you've learned from your mother at home. You lead me to seek your employment, my boy, by the world you have yet to be tried. But in all your temptations and trials, my boy, may your soul in the Savior confide. Hold fast to the right, hold fast to the right, wherever your footsteps may roam. Forsake not the way of salvation, my boy, that you learned from your mother at home. You will find in your satchel a Bible, my boy. It's a book of all others the best. Teach you to live and prepare you to die, and will lead you to that home of the blessed. Hold fast to the right, hold fast to the right, wherever your footsteps may roam. Forsake not the way of salvation, my boy, that you learned from your mother at home.
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Jesus left the glories of heaven, came into this sin-cursed world, died on that cross, rose again the third day, so that we could have life and that we could have it more abundantly. Our Father, we do thank you for all that you have done for us, especially in the giving of your Son, that we could have eternal life. I'm really thankful for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today. We're trusting the Holy Spirit will accompany our broadcast and make it a blessing to our congregation. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, beaming on the everlasting eyes. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, beaming on the everlasting eyes. Beaming, beaming, safe and secure from all.
Our subject for today's broadcast, the evidence of a spirit-filled life. And our text of scripture, Romans chapter 8 and verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The Holy Spirit is the third person in the Godhead. Jesus promised to pray that the Father would send the Spirit to the disciples. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. John chapter 14, verses 16 and 17. Jesus also said in regard to the Holy Spirit, whenever he has come, he will lead you and guide you into all truth. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Only true disciples can receive the Spirit of God. Let me repeat that. Only true disciples can receive the Spirit of God. I just read where Jesus said that the world could not receive the Holy Spirit. So you have to be a child of God, a disciple of Christ, to be in a position to receive the Spirit of God. The unsaved cannot have the Spirit abiding in their heart. The Christian is to allow the Spirit to control their life. Know you not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And Paul also says in Ephesians 5:18, that we are to be filled with the Holy Spirit. To be filled is to be completely full. Therefore, there is no room for the things of the world. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. Our bodies are to be given to God. We must be willing to give our all to God. Again, Paul said in Romans 6, 1 and 2, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And Paul went on to say, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Part of living in the Spirit is worshiping God. God is a Spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So Jesus told the woman at the well in Samaria, as recorded in John 4:25, I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. 1 Corinthians 14:15. And so part of living in the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, being led by the Spirit, is our Spirit-filled worship. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. Psalm 100, verses 1 and 2, and also verse 4. Living in the Spirit. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5:25. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Psalm 116:9. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the old covenant law. Galatians 5:16, 17, and 18. Now, Jesus is the true vine. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. So we read in John chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. The fruit of the Spirit, notice this now, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Galatians 5, 22, 23, and 24. And since there is no law against it, we can have all the fruit of the Spirit that we can possibly manifest. Again, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And this certainly is evidence that you are living in the Spirit. The Apostle Paul, in the love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13, said in the latter part of that verse, love is the greatest of three. There he talked about the being three, and he said the greatest of these is charity or love. So Paul puts love right at the top of the list. But there is joy in the Lord, and the kingdom of God is the kingdom of peace. It's not meat and drink, no, but it is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And we are to bear the fruit of the Spirit as a born-again, sanctified Christian. It is the Holy Spirit that brings fellowship between the family of God. We read in John's writings that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. So the Holy Spirit brings fellowship among the children of God, the family of God. It is also the Holy Spirit that brings unity among the saints. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bonds of peace. And we read also where in the scriptures, he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And that's Ephesians chapter 4 and 3 and then 11 through 13. So it is the Holy Spirit that brings unity, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. But there are two unities taught in this fourth chapter of Ephesians, and we are to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit until the Spirit is able to bring us into the unity of the faith. Now, the unity of the faith, that word faith there is talking about doctrine, not just having faith in God, but the doctrine, the teachings of the Word of God. Jude said that we should contend earnestly for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. And Jude was talking about the doctrine, the teachings of the Word of God. Not everyone that has the unity of the Spirit has unity of the faith, but endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace until the Spirit is able to bring us into the unity of the faith. Paul said we should all speak the same thing and that there should be no division among us. And Jesus himself prayed in what I call the Lord's Prayer, John 17. Jesus there prayed that we all be one. Why? So that the world might believe that the Father had sent him. So God does not approve of division among Christians, but he would have us to be one. Now, I'm not talking about never having a difference of opinion. I'm talking about the doctrine of Christ, the truths of the Word of God. We are not to teach diverse doctrines, but we are to teach the Word. Jesus said, if you would be my disciples indeed, then continue you in my word, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And we are told in St. John chapter 1 that Jesus Christ is full of grace and truth. It is the Spirit that gives spiritual gifts. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which works all in all, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. 1 Corinthians 12:4-7. And notice here that the Spirit of God gives these gifts not for some one's individual benefit, but for the profit of the entire body of Christ. Let me read that portion of Scripture again. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which works all in all, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. In conclusion, Jesus is the eternal King of the kingdom of God, and the saints are members of that eternal kingdom, and we are to be led by the Spirit of God. We are to be a temple for God to dwell in, and we are to bear the fruit of the Spirit, showing to the world, as Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the privilege of sharing these scriptures and truths with this precious congregation. We trust the Spirit has made them a blessing, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We trust it has proven to be a blessing. Our mailing address is the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. If our service is a blessing to you, it would be an encouragement to us to know. And our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. We invite you to be with us in our services as they are broadcast live, Sunday morning, 20 minutes before 11, Sunday evening, 6, and Wednesday evening, 7. Our address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Avonie Craig. We'd like to invite you to tune in the station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be bringing you another Way of Truth broadcast.
Here has been in vanity and pride.